these are my speaking levels. I'm gonna speak at this volume.
What happens if you turn Super Saiyan 2 mid podcast?
Holy shit.
That's what it would look like.
No, you don't.
That's James's classic Super Saiyan 2 line. Holy shit. That's what all the Saiyans say when they turn into that. Oh my god, I'm going Super Saiyan 2. Holy shit.
Good thing that in Dragon Ball FighterZ they already started that level.
They don't go into it in the show, but it's actually canon that all of that energy like emanating out of them like smells really, really bad.
That's actually stink lines though. Like, no, it's weird because no one knows that, but the higher Super Saiyan level you get, the stinkier you are.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're like, everyone's like, yeah, he saved us. Oh my god.
Jesus Christ. What is that awful? It smells like rotten eggs had a baby with old salami.
Like like the ocean was made out of urine and it's currently low tide everywhere.
It would make sense though, because the more powerful they get, the more hair they get, which makes it sort of unwashable. If you know, it's kind of like a situation like with dreads where you don't want to wash them, so you keep them unwashed for a long time. If you're Super Saiyan 3, that's a lot of hair. You that's a whole work. If you girls, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like you get out of the shower, if you clean your hair, it's all this work. Then the next time you take a shower, you don't want to wash that hair again. You did so much work on it. It should stay the way
it is.
I don't think girls know
what it's like to be Super Saiyan 3.
As much as like pineapples know what you're talking about.
Holy shit!
Are we starting yet?
Yeah, well, I think we're already in there.
James is now playing
video games, which means we've started the podcast, I think, because usually that means we're playing video games.
I'm just waiting to get started.
We have been started.
Are we recording?
We're recording.
This is the quality of where we're at, huh?
This is what I expect from this podcast.
This is the week that all the video games come out, and here we are talking about the stink lines coming off of Saiyans.
Those are stinky boys. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing that the series just never really addresses, but Goku...
very relevant.
When Goku goes Super Saiyan, like, blue, oh my god, you don't want to smell... You don't want to be in a city... You need to be cities away from that guy. That is a stench that you have never known before.
You're right.
Dumpster stains. So we're recording.
Okay,
do you guys want to actually do a podcast, or should we just all be quiet together? It is January the 20th, the week of January the 29th.
Can you guys calm
down? Shh. January the 29th, be with you.
I'm trying to practice my combos.
January the 29th, be with you.
I pipe down.
Big video game week. We live in a new world, as we said last week. A new world, a new Monster Hunter world, and a new world of fighters. So there we go. That was my intro.
Yeah. Monster Hunter World, which I haven't played yet, but I think I will. And Dragon Ball World, which I've actually played way more than I thought I have.
Yeah? Why is that?
I just wasn't expecting to see 23-hour play count.
Let me bring up my play count. That's on...
I started playing, like, a day after you, though.
Yeah.
And I think you've been way hotter on it.
I'm ridiculously hot on that game, but I have 15 hours on Steam. I originally played... Like, I probably have, like, 10 hours on PS4 because it unlocked first on PS4. Unlocked 12 o'clock midnight.
I'm thinking I probably have, like, 3 or 4 hours on PS4, and then I've got 13 hours on Steam.
But that's also not to... That doesn't count any of that crack session, that hard-ass crack session we had on Friday, I believe. What was it, Friday? Yes.
And James also... We're at James's place, and then... the time James spent at my place.
Yeah, so this is minus the crack.
For some of our play counts. It's a cool game.
It's okay.
It's all right.
It's neat.
Yeah. There are things... I mean, okay, so I'm just going to say what I've been doing in the game. I tried playing the story mode, and oh my god, I think they are... geniuses over there.
Continue that sentence, please.
You apparently need... Okay, so you, in order to get Android 21, a character that everyone wants to play, you either need to beat the story mode.
Does everyone want to play her at this point? Can I ask you that?
I don't think everybody wants to play her, but I think a lot of people are. She definitely added to the pre-release hype, I think.
Everyone wants to draw her.
Yeah, I don't know if everyone wants to play her, but everyone certainly wants to draw and view those drawings. Very PG-13 drawings, Android PG-13. Of course, very simple, very tame. It's not anything like, you know, it's our regular brothers at DeviantArt that, you know, really know how to treat a good character. They know how to, you know, make them fully clothed and make them, you know, non-erotic. I don't know why I'm saying that word. I don't know why that word has to be said, but, you know, they just...
Zerotic.
They do, you know, great justice to her character and, you know, make her a strong, empowered android woman that we all know and love now, Android 21.
So I've spent most of my time, like, figuring out characters like Fat Boo and Gotenks who have a lot of really crazy stuff. And then when I play online, I play as adult Gohan, Goku, and then it doesn't matter who the other character is.
Doesn't matter who your anchor is? I feel like that's a really ridiculous thing to say.
The person in the middle. It's been Vegeta, it's been Cell.
I really love Vegeta. Vegeta might be my best character in the game just because there is so much to do with Vegeta and so many ways to convert, but that's further in this discussion.
I do think right now it's like, I feel like there are a lot of Weskers in this game. I don't know if you remember.
I remember Wesker.
But like early Marvel 3, it was like, how do you beat Wesker? Like, Wesker won, like, a person who isn't like mechanically talented won the first Marvel 3 Evo with Wesker. You know, like that type of thing. And I think this game has a lot of Weskers and then a couple of like technical characters that need a lot of time.
Yeah, it's weird because I feel like when I look at the roster right now, having put in all the time, it's like the characters that are doing well right now are the ones where you go on them and play for like 10 minutes and you're like, okay, I got the hang of this character. I could play this out in a match. And then there's characters that are like so technical, like Krillin, Yamcha, Tien, Piccolo, where I think that they'll eventually shine really hard, but they might... I don't know if they'll shine really hard just because people find tech or if it'll just be technical, like you know, the loyalists will find crazy stuff for Piccolo.
Yeah. I think it's definitely like when I look at Boo and Gotenks, I think like for Gotenks specifically, I see a way higher ceiling than other characters. But I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with like how good they are, how good their setups and all of that stuff fare against, or how well they do against like adult Gohan's gorilla normals or like Cell's like million, like how many combo routes does Cell have? How long do his combos last? And like, what are the options that you get after, like the mix of options after the combo?
Cell is incredibly, incredibly deep. It's weird to see.
He is like a combo character.
It's weird to see some characters in the game like have a lot of stuff. Like Cell's a good example. So Cell has like just a ridiculous amount of moves, some that I almost guarantee you guys haven't even seen before. Like Cell has.
Do you guarantee that?
I really almost guarantee it. Have you seen... Cell has a...
I watch a lot of DBZ Fighter streams. And
I watch a lot of that, too.
Everyone is playing Cell.
And I don't even...
Flying
key. Like, Cell has, like... He has, like, finger blasts on down normal. He has normal a down normal S, neutral. He has a neutral S that does like a ground explosion. He has Kamehameha waves, a diagonal in the air, a horizontal on the ground. He has that like multi-kicks hit. He has like a normal grab that leads into a combo. He has the rolling attack. He has a free teleport.
Down forward, heavy on the ground. He could cancel his medium, standing medium into another standing medium. Yeah, he really feels like a season one Chun-Li, where it's like, this is the only character that they
worked on
completely.
Yeah, I almost feel like, and I we're all over the place, but I almost feel like the thing that I would want to do to balance is, like, I think that there's a very good tight balance right here, right now, where a lot of stuff works, and that's early. It's obviously very early, but I think a lot of stuff works. And to address the game or to address the balance, I would never want to see nerfs. There's not even a single character that I would say, like, something needs to get nerfed. It's more like, I don't even need buffs. I need characters to have new moves, and that's it.
I want more flavor.
Give characters like that have less moves than everyone a little bit more. Give them like one more normal. Give them one more thing. I think the characters that I currently see being used less need like one more thing.
I think that I would like, I'm a little weirded out that, specials aren't really used in neutral. It really feels like it's do something, call an assist. Like the two modes of play is you're far away and you play like the rock, paper, scissors, projectile, beam, like super dash thing. And when you're far away, and then when you're up close, it's like, it's just like the characters don't move that quickly. Like they don't accelerate that quickly when they're walking, when they start to walk. So there's a lot of, I don't know. It's like a weird Street Fighter V without lag neutral, which is kind of okay. It's like, it's really weird, but it is weird that you open up everyone with normals and it's just normals the whole time. And sometimes combos don't even have specials. So it's just making the game for me feel like the characters are a lot samier because they can't really show off their moves, you know, which is such a weird thing to say.
And even when they do show off their moves, a lot of characters start their combos in the same way. So you always know what to expect.
What are you talking about, like down, medium?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that a lot of I'll say this to preface the rest of the conversation because I feel like this is so true, and I've said it to Galway 1 billion times at this point, and I've said it maybe on this podcast once. Especially now that my hands are on this game, I feel like this game is so ridiculously unknown that, where it's not like we can make all the parallels to like MVC or to Arxis games, but the engine, the gameplay, the involvement of some of the mechanics like Vanish and Super Dash, it makes it a game that I think we know very, very little about. Like, so little, in fact, that when I'm watching like the best players, I'm watching like Sonic Fox, and he has some of the kind of setups you would hope Sonic Fox would have, but it's like they're still not utilizing system mechanics, and some of that is because like system mechanics aren't well explained. Like there's stuff in the game that is so bizarre, stuff like being able to tag into a super on a special attack, that I feel like the eventual way this game looks is like I see shades of it now, but I don't see it in action. Shades of like Android 16 is it hits you with one combo and then you get one choice and then they reset, and if you chose wrong then they reset you into like a full combo grab into a kill. And I see stuff like that. I see stuff like the like loop combos not being utilized, stuff where you're like instant air dash, heavy key, and then like doing a string into jump into instant air dash while they're still on the ground to like re-loop combo them. I saw a video today of Trunks' constant pressure. If Trunks is in Sparkling 3, then he can attack in such a way that like you can do nothing but like block or get hit by him, because he can
reflect.
What?
Can you reflect?
That's probably your only option. If you correctly time to reflect, I bet that's your only option. Because other than that, he's able to like combo into do that like air somersault thing and then somersault over you and continue attacking and then continue somersaulting while still in the air. So he's like normal attacking you, somersaulting to the other side of you, and then continuing attacking and then normal somersaulting to the other side. It makes him like pretty ridiculous. And then in between that, he's doing those like sword slash overhead grabs that are like either blocked or go into a combo and stuff like that. So I feel like I see shades of what this game is, but I don't understand what this game is yet, even after playing the amount that I have. It's just, I feel like we don't have a language to discuss this game yet. Like, we don't have a language for like what the good characters are. Like, right now we're not seeing a ton of 16, but if someone really labbed out 16 the way that Sonic Fox was doing last night and did a like two touch kill that involves a reset, then would that be the eventual game where, because that makes sense, right? That's a Marvel thing. Like, if you can kill a character in two touches, like, shouldn't that be pretty good? But we're not seeing it. And like, actually, like, set play
has not
evolved. Do you not
doubt that every character in the game has that? Because I feel like every character in the game or every is going to have something that's like practically a touch of death, especially with like vanishes and meter. Like,
yeah, I have no, let's go.
I just feel like it's obvious. Maybe I'm wrong.
I have no worries about like the mix up set play part of this game. And I'm almost positive it's going to get crazy. Like the Fat Boo standing resets are out of control. Like the Gotenks like Monat V trigger thing is sick. Like all of that stuff is crazy. It's just like I want to eventually see neutral evolve a little bit more, or neutral be a little more dynamic.
I think that happens automatically at a higher level. Because I think the reason for, and you guys have played a lot of like online stuff. I was playing ranked, and I'm Frieza Clan ranked now, which is above like Saiyan, Namekian, and stuff like that.
Like 300.
I can't. I what don't. I have no idea how many points it is. The point system is ridiculous. So where I'm at right now, I'm experiencing like more fun games than I ever experienced in casual, because casual for me is I know that the enemy wants to super dash constantly, and doing anything will get punished by super dash. So I'm sitting there waiting for that to see them super dash and then to down H and then combo them, and then after that I basically wait for a neutral and then for them to super dash in neutral. I don't think I'm high level play at all, but at Frieza Clan rank, at this point people aren't neutral dashing that much, so you can start to let like my like in the I've been playing primarily in ranked. I've only been playing this one team, which isn't even a team that I've practiced that much or done ever against you guys. Hit Blue Goku Vegeta has been my team. And Hit is like really weird and mostly bad in my opinion until like more stuff gets found out. Cause he's like, he just doesn't build meter or have combos because he doesn't have the traditional combo that James is talking about. Like he can't do a crouching medium into combo. Well, he can, but that's complicated. It's like a, it's not comboable. But so Hit was doing really badly for me for a long time because all I could use Hit as was a crouching anti-air character, which everyone in the game is. But Hit doesn't even have like any air specials, so you don't even get good damage off that crouching anti-air. But the more that I've gone up in ranks, the less I see people super dashing, so the more I see people actually starting to fall for the Hit Lab tricks that I've come out with.
Yeah.
So it's like Hit is getting better as I'm going up in ranks, and then other characters are getting worse, and super dash in general is getting worse. I think it's been cool to see the people who are successful in ranked mode. They are utilizing like lab tricks that are very homebrew. I saw a Yamcha today that's like main idea was to annoy you into doing something so that he could Kamehameha call out Goku Black assist at the same time and then do this like juggle combo into super dash into reset into super, and then he would go back into like a more neutral like defensive with Yamcha. And it was weird because it was like, why did this guy pick Yamcha to be like a defensive character, and why is he playing Yamcha like this? But it's working, and he's getting really good damage off of just trying to tag you with his like Kamehameha and then assist and then super dash. So I'm seeing a lot of stuff like that currently. Like, I don't know if any, it's weird because for a lot of other games going online, you would see the same tricks you're seeing on like a Discord or on a subreddit. And in this game, I feel like no one is picking up those tricks. They're only doing their own right now. So it's kind of interesting to watch like everyone try their own gimmicks against me.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. So far, it's really just waiting for the super dash to come. And as Galloway will tell you, I am not good at anti-airing yet, but I have more of a problem against Galloway than I do online. I feel like it's been pretty easy so far online.
I feel like people suck fucking balls at this game.
They're pretty bad. Like, people on average in this game are worse than other fighting games, right?
Way worse.
I guess that's because
indescribably worse.
Yeah, this game appeals to a broader audience.
Like, the times that I have a very basic, like, and you guys should know this, like, the times that I have, like, a very basic fighting game thought of, like, they're doing this a lot, I wonder what I should do to counter it, okay, so this is probably the answer. The times that I have very basic conversations with myself about what I'm losing to, I instantly win, and the person is confused that I was able to overcome it. Like, it's that bad. And I also see, like, very simple FGG like fighting game stuff working on people, like any sort of reset, like getting a hard knockdown, calling an assist, and then air dashing with an overhead, like stuff like that. People just like have no idea how to block that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've been winning almost exclusively with instant air dash heavy.
Yeah, like, instant air dash heavy right now is like very, very good.
Yeah.
Also, you can do. I'm getting to the point now also where I do instant air dash heavy key blast, and then I see a lot of high level play already being double overhead, like Android 18 light in the air to land.
Yeah. With most characters, you can do instant air dash medium light, and it's kind of a weird timing, but once you get used to it, you know, that'll definitely be a thing. Yeah, people online are... I think I've played one person who like seems to be learning the game like a regular human. I'm sorry. Actually, not like a regular human.
Like a subhuman.
Yeah, like a subhuman,
a
like us.
Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, like someone that has played fighting games before. And, you know, I think that's weird. But I think that means that this game sold well, and I don't know. I think it's like really cool that this game sold well, and it's kind of like rewarding this company.
Yeah.
And hopefully they could make more games, you know?
Yeah.
I guess it rewards us for letting us beat up on bad people for a while.
That's the thing too. Mason is right. Like, I feel rewarded because I feel like a god in this game, where like the slightest amount of thinking, like I'll be playing like an idiot and then winning most games, and then I'll be start playing like an idiot and then see that someone is like slightly intelligent and then think like, oh, I gotta be less of a jackass, and then that'll work. Like, that's all I need. I have like an 89% win rate in ranked, with like, when I'm looking at other people that I'm playing in ranked, the people who are at my skill level right now have like 200 games played with like a 50% win rate, and then I have like a 90% win rate with like 30 games played. So just it is so weird to like fight these people who have just no language for fighting games in general.
Yeah, can't wait until they never buy another fighting game again, and then
I mean, learn this shit, motherfucker. I think that there's a lot of I think that the coolest thing about this game, there's a lot of stuff that I think is really interesting and technical and is like really brilliant. One of the coolest things I think about this game that I realized was the auto combos. So a lot of characters have a third hit on mashing light button auto combo that goes into a combo that you would never, or like an attack that you can never be able to get outside of your third hit on your auto combo. And there's a lot of stuff in the game in general that is like built around, even at high level play, that you would use auto combos. And it firstly makes it easier for new players. And second of all, I think it like looks more interesting than like Magneto like mashing light on the ground three times in a row to hit confirm. Like, your hit confirms look better because they're more visually interesting auto combos. And then also that the auto combos have like special properties, stuff like Super Saiyan Blue auto combo, the third hit is like a frame trap overhead. So I think that it's kind of cool.
It is supremely annoying.
It's kind of cool that high level play will involve auto combos, because I don't think that having the most ridiculous execution means that the game is better. It's fine that you're getting hit with these auto combos, because it feels like a very well balanced part of the game. And that if people are only going to auto combo, that like it'll hurt their gameplay. But if they know how to like correctly utilize auto combos, and then also like cancel auto combos into a manual combo midway through, is like actually rewarding.
Yeah, I saw that Cell's third hit on his light auto combo is a command grab. So if you whiff the first two lights, you could command grab with the third light.
There's a lot of stuff like that, 30, right? Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff like that where on the third hit of an auto combo, people will do like a special normal that mixes up the person in an interesting way, but the normal can't be obtained or like achieved in any other way other than just mashing auto combo.
I wonder if you could down heavy Goku's blue Goku's.
There is time to punish it with a light attack if you're fast enough.
Yeah. It's a weird game. I think that there are a lot of weird inconsistent parts to it. Like, the presentation is amazing. The UI is like really, it's like half there, half not there. A lot of the mechanics I find are like 90% good, but then 10% of the time they're really questionable. And then my online experience is I either get a match that's totally good, and you know, at the top of the screen it says like 2-frame delay, 4-frame delay, blah blah blah, and it's been like all over the place, like under 10, under like 8 usually, and it never feels bad, or like it doesn't feel better or worse. But then I've been getting these games where it just pauses like every couple of seconds and says like, attention, like wait a moment or whatever. And I just play these games where it's just constant, constant pauses where a thing pops up in front of you. And that's been really awful.
Mm-hmm. Mason, how has your online been? Because I was talking to Galloway about this, and he said that exact thing. And I just don't have that experience. Like, it's empirical. I don't want to say that, like, the online is good or bad, but I've mostly, like, not had a problem with it. I think that I've only once or twice seen that attention screen. And at the very least, I'm kind of happy that the times I've seen that attention screen, the game eventually resumed after a couple seconds, rather than in Tekken, where you watch, like, a long screen that says, like, hold on, and then it never reconnects. And it's like, well, then why do you even do this?
My game's been running perfectly. I had one issue, and it was actually when I was losing a match, the game just dropped. Aside from that, I've had a...
Very interesting.
It was so mysterious. But yeah, aside from that, I've only had like a 1 to 2 frame delay ever, so no real problems with the online.
Wow. Does it take a long time for either of you to get a match?
Yes. It takes me on average 2 minutes to get the ping for a match. And then when I get the ping for a match, that doesn't always necessarily mean that the match is going to go through. Sometimes
it just
people
goes away sometimes right away.
Yeah,
right?
Sometimes it goes away right away. I think that's when people like exit out of the game, but it doesn't cancel their matchmaking, because if you've seen like the way the game's like code works, you need to like clearly cancel matchmaking for it to stop, because if you do something else or like interrupt it, then it won't cancel it, which is kind of weird. Like when you're doing, if you try and go to like the main menu screen while you're matchmaking it or do any other mode, it asks you to cancel your like casual or ranked matchmaking. And I think that there are certain modes and stuff that like it doesn't cancel right, or if they like, just turn the game off, it won't like properly cancel. So I guess that's what's happening there. And then sometimes I just get people who don't want to fight me. So
yeah, I mean, it's fine with me because like mostly I'm just doing training mode, and then the training mode, you know, sometimes you get a fight, and that's sufficient, because like the two things that I want to do are I want to spend time in training mode and I want to spend time in ranked. And the fact that I can queue for ranked while I'm in training mode, that's good enough for me, right?
Yeah, it's not as bad. Like, it certainly isn't as good as I would hope for a game that has this many people playing. Like, can you just, like, there's so many people playing. I really don't care if you set me up with, like, a worse opponent than I'm asking for. Just go. Like, just find a person for me. There's so many people playing this game. It's ridiculous that it's taking, like, 2 minutes to find an opponent. I don't know, like, is it going to be a better thing the further you get up so you can actually find good matches, or... I don't know. It just feels like I shouldn't have to wait 2 minutes. But that's not as bad as some other games. Like, Street Fighter has had times where it's impossible to find a person to fight. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite Day 1 was taking, like, 10, 20 minutes to find someone.
In Street Fighter V, I feel like I got a match all the time. But then I just felt like the netcode was really bad. Or, like, really all over the place. I don't know. It is really weird how long it takes. Even in casual, it takes. I was like, okay, ranked is taking a while. Let me just try casual to see what happens there. And it's like still the same thing.
Yeah, with casual, I'm wondering... the crazy thing is like with ranked, you're trying to set me up with a person, like a proper opponent. With casual, set me up with fucking whoever, man. Set me up with a good person. Set me up with someone who just learned how to play. Like, let's just go. Like it means nothing, that game.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder, I don't know. I had something else to say about the online. Oh, the training mode. Yeah, like the whole fight request in training mode is like pretty good. That should be something that happens in every game.
That's
happens
baseline,
in Street
right?
Fighter. Yeah, it kind of it doesn't happen in Tekken, but it's like a weird.
Well, Tekken for as good a game as it has, it doesn't have jack shit in that game. Like they don't even have a mission like mode, which is really frustrating.
There's like a practice. It's like you get a lobby while you wait for a match, but the training mode is there. You can't record anything, right? I was trying to One thing that I was having a problem against, the only thing I was just it was really funny. I was having a problem against like block string and then the universal overhead, the forward medium into block string. And I was just like, okay, this is definitely not good, but I just don't know the answer. Like, I want to know if forward mediums are punishable. Like, what can I punish them with? Like, if I should be jabbing, because down heavy doesn't work in those situations. Like, how should I deal with this type of thing? It has to be like a very easy answer. And I couldn't find the record or the recording function in training mode, and was just like a little sad about
that. That is there. I've seen that in videos of people. I was just watching a video today that was talking about different mechanics that are not well explained, and the person was using a record function for the enemy. So it's extant, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, it's 100% in there. If you even check the button controls, you can see that there is a button for like play recorded function or whatever.
There's just so many options when you press start.
Yeah. And there's so many options in the game, because when I'm thinking about your problem with overheads, it's stuff like reflect is like a mechanic that is not well understood at the moment.
You could reflect everything.
I know, but I still don't think we've understood it, or I still don't think I'm seeing proper use of it yet. Because you can reflect... When you say you can reflect everything, you can reflect level threes. You can reflect hits from you're getting final flashed, and then you just reflect every single hit of it by mashing reflect.
You can't reflect Dragon Rush.
Okay,
I think there's something else you can't reflect.
To be fair, you shouldn't be able to reflect Dragon Rush because it's the game's grab, so it's the anti-defense option.
Oh, something's weird with Dragon Rush. I keep breaking it without...
If you hit a normal and you're in neutral and you're not, like, in a stun or being comboed, you can break it.
That's so crazy.
But it doesn't work like that if you're mid combo. You can do another higher level thing that I'm not seeing used, because this game has insane blue health, which is like the health that you have after you take a combo, where you can return all the health if you either sparkling or tag your character out so they can get their blue health back. But the higher level of play will certainly include more tagging a character in for them to make them lose all their blue health. So you can do a combo into vanish, and then on the vanish you can Dragon Rush and pull in another character. And I don't think that there's any way, because the person is being comboed, for them to have a button input during that vanish Dragon Rush. That's pretty crazy speak, though.
With assists you can get a Dragon Rush snapback for free. Also, like, the idea that snapbacks are free in a game where you have 7 bars, wild.
But also totally reasonable, considering there needs to be something to counter blue health.
Blue health is pretty strong.
Switching out characters is definitely, like, that has to be the future of this game. Like, I think that I was having like a mental issue where I was just looking at all the characters and I was like, there's no clear amazing anchor. I mean, like, Frieza is kind of there, but like
Trunks is pretty good as an anchor, actually.
Really?
I think Trunks has a really good assist, and then Trunks is really strong in sparkling, so yeah.
Okay, so I mean, like, I'm just like I'm not seeing any character super strong as the anchor.
No,
like,
I'm not seeing a Doctor Doom, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, or like a Strider or like a Phoenix.
I think,
or
Black, like, is a really good anchor. Black is really good on your team all around.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that, like, I think this game is more built around being able to switch between your characters rather than have it be like,
here's my point character,
battery user assist, you know?
Yeah.
I think they're like, you're supposed to be, it makes the most sense to be switching a lot, because you regain the blue. I was playing James yesterday and I felt like we were, in some matches, we were going even, but like whoever had switched out their character earlier looked like they were so far ahead.
The blue health is really insane weird. In this game, and that kind of goes into like a sparkling blast conversation, because it's one of the few things that I think needs to be addressed, or if it even does need to be addressed. I do think it's kind of insane that the game has so much blue health and that sparkling blast heals so fast. So level 3 sparkling blast, which is this game's X factor, sparkling blast is like the comeback mechanic. You have one of it per game that makes your character stronger and adds a lot of weird properties, which we can get into that. But it one of the main properties of it, and one of the most important things it does, other than just like granting damage, is that it heals all of your character's blue health more rapidly. So even like your tagged out characters will heal incredibly rapidly. But it heals so fast, and on especially level 3, which I think heals even faster, which is when your two characters are dead and your one character is alone, it heals so fast that you basically can absorb a combo into enemy level 3 and take like pretty much no damage for it, which is, I don't know if it's in like people are starting to recognize that and then just play more of an X factor, like, I know I can't level 3 them, so I just need to run out the bar. So instead of level 3-ing, I'll level 1, and it'll cost time and then reset to neutral, and then I'll have more breathing room. But it is really weird that, like, you're not rewarded for a level 3. You're almost, like, punished for being stupid enough to try and level 3 someone who's sparkling and they're just healing through it. I don't know whether I think it needs to be changed or if people just need to play around it more. If we're gonna, there's a lot of stuff we're talking about, but I feel like we should also mention the mechanics, because I feel like it's, or the modes, because I feel like it's a really mode heavy game. It's a very complete game for a fighting game in 2018, because I see a lot of games that don't feel like they're fully out. Like, I'm waiting for modes to be released as DLC. So this game has a arcade mode that is very well thought out. It's different courses that require different amounts of matches, and they get harder and harder as they go. The story mode is extremely long. I don't know if you guys have been caring about it, but I actually care about it more than I want to admit, because how much I unfortunately like Dragon Ball. So I actually kind of love that like alternate Dragon Ball story with these characters, because I just really love Dragon Ball.
That's a new phenomenon for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, but when this game, the lead up to this game, it was mostly the character Hit. I wanted to know the context for the character Hit. So I wanted to watch all of Dragon Ball Super, which I did watch all of Dragon Ball Super, which I think is an insane undertaking. I think I should be able to say that almost like in the same sense that I should be able to say, like, I've gone to the gym every day this week. I have not. But if I did, I should be allowed to mention that. So I should be allowed to say that I watched all currently, as of January the 29th, be with you, 125 episodes of Dragon Ball Super. So it does make me appreciate that story mode a lot. Also, because when I'm looking at it, I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's poorly written at all. I think it actually like really plays to what the characters act like in different situations, and it does a lot with a like non-canonical Dragon Ball story. So I kind of really appreciate it.
Well, I think the story mode is so awful in this game. I think it has a really cool idea, like the weird like map thing. I think that could work a lot better in other fighting games. But I don't know, every time a character opens their mouth, it's like so bad.
I don't think so at all.
I can't even imagine touching the story mode for this game, if I'm being honest, because that's just not what I'm here for. And if I want to play something single player, then like I just got Monster Hunter World. And if I want to practice Dragon Ball FighterZ, then I'll go to training mode.
Sure, yeah. But it does give you a lot of extra of those loot boxes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I gotta get those loot boxes, my dog. I gotta, the loot boxes have an insane amount of stuff. They have lobby characters. They have the alternate colors. They have stamps that I don't use. Mostly the alternate colors and lobby characters I care about. That's another thing that I want to talk to you about, because I know this has been a very polarizing thing. I see good and bad in this, but in Dragon Ball Fighters, you don't go to a traditional menu. Instead, you go to a lobby world where you are a physical character, and all the modes are extant on a map, so you have to like walk around to them. You can teleport to them. There is a button that allow you to just pick from a menu and then warp over and go do that thing. But the point is that you are not in a menu. You are always in a physical menu that allows you to walk around. You can see other people. You can choose to fight those other people you see. There's a large arena in the center that you can jump into and join. I appreciate it a lot. I think it's really wonky, but I like it as a fighting game style of like showing you that other people are playing this game. Like, I like the representation of seeing all these people walking around in the lobby, and their different characters that they have as our lobby characters. And I've done a couple of stuff where it's like I just see someone in the lobby who started a ring match wherever they are, and I just go up to them and ring match them and stuff like that. So I think that's kind of cool. What I don't think is kind of cool is the fact that I don't know if there's a way to fight your friends unless you go to the same lobby and then do it as like a ring match kind of thing. But I want to hear your guys' thoughts about this physical, like, DBZ Fighters world, or DB Dragon Ball Fighters world.
So the lobby that you go into is like the whole game of Dragon Ball is what happens when you enter the online mode in Guilty Gear Xrd. Like, it's the same, there's a giant lobby, but then there are only online options. And at first I was like, that's weird for this game, but I think it makes a lot of sense because I feel like it might encourage more people to, like, it might encourage new players to actually explore online and all of like the modes they wouldn't normally test out. I do think that we haven't figured out, I mean, like, I haven't tried, but if there is no option to start your own room, like, that's what you can do in Guilty Gear. You could start your own room, and it's this really cool, it's the same thing where you're a chibi character, but you're in a room and there are a bunch of arcade cabinets, and then you could just like go between the arcade cabinets and like line up with your friends and mm-hmm. like, I don't know. I think that will be a feature down the line. There are a lot of unused, like, little spaces popping out of...
There's
there
that,
are two.
There's that Kami house, and then there's a, like, Roundabout. Earth City.
Yeah. So I think there's probably room. They will probably add features like that. I like that. I like this type of thing. I just think it's really awkward that to access your options, you have to go to the receptionist. So basically there's a weird room / tumor hanging off of like the giant circular world. And it's like, this is the training area. But then everyone is just lined up at the receptionist and there's no one actually in the training area. I feel like that's just like visually awkward.
I see what you mean.
So weird. It's so strange that they did that. It should just be you walk into that area and you get a different option on your menu. It's also weird.
It's weird because when you set up for like an arena match, your character sits there and does like stretches and waits to fight. And then when you're fighting, everyone who's in that lobby can see you, your chibi character versus the enemy's chibi character sitting there trading punches. And then they can go watch that fight. So there's an interesting little like visual addition, visual flair to characters that are in that mode and are either waiting to fight or are fighting. So it kind of seems like it'd be cool if there were, like, in training mode, you just saw a bunch of people sitting underneath that, like, big capsule core ship who are doing the stretches or are training or are fighting or something. It'd be interesting to see that. But yeah, it is kind of weird to see everyone just lined up at a receptionist.
I also think it's a little... it's really goofy to be like to go to the top of the stage to say that you want to queue up for ranked.
It's the furthest then, thing away, right?
Well, you go up there and then you have to walk down to do the training mode.
You can teleport, but though.
Yeah, but still, I mean, like, it's the same.
No, it's not. What are you talking about? You can teleport.
I feel like it's very similar. It's still weird to be like, I'm going to go access ranked queue over here, and then I'm going to go over here in training. But if you queue up for training, you can't, you're in the training zone and you're like practicing combos, but you, then you can't queue up for ranked in there.
I think you should be able to queue up for ranked through the like pause button, just like instantly queue up for ranked. But
that's what I'm talking about.
But I don't think that the distance is necessarily that relevant, because you could literally never move in that overworld. You can just like bring up the menu, teleport to the ranked receptionist, ask for a ranked game, queue up, then teleport to the practice receptionist, and then practice while you're waiting for a ranked game. Like, I don't think the distance is like necessarily important if you're just teleporting, but I do agree with you that you should be able to get into a ranked or a casual game whenever you want.
Yeah, like ranked shouldn't be a zone. It should be an option.
I mean, it could still be a zone, but it should be an option, right? Like in Street Fighter, which is not even it shouldn't be a good example because it's so behind the times in a lot of cases. You can be in practice mode and you can just put on your ranked or casual queue while you're in practice. And you don't need to, like, go to the menu to do that. You can do that while you're in training. Like, you could be not training. You could be training, not looking for a match, and then jump into a match while you're still training. And I think that I hope that's an eventual thing. I also, for the, that is one of the biggest things that I would hope for in a very near patch. And in another really near patch, I would hope that there be just a more... friendly version of, like, I want to fight my friend. That's it. Like, I just want to fight my friend. I don't give a shit if there's a lobby. Just, like, give me my own shitty lobby. Let me just, like, queue up beyond lobbies to just fight a friend or something. Like, that should be easy. And when Mason and I were trying to do that on the first day, it was this huge thing where every lobby was full. We're going to different lobbies. I had to tell him, like, meet me in Mexico West Coast Lobby 3, because that's where there was spots open. And he finally did. And then after that, we had to try and ring match. And you had to set the ring match to be able to only have one other person allowed, and then have a passcode so that other people can get into it, and then start the ring match in front of them, find their physical character, ring match them. It's like buttons that also don't even exist on the controller, because the PC port is weird, because they still think you're on an Xbox or something for some reason.
Well, honestly, even on the PS4, it's weird because the game doesn't auto-correct when you change the control options.
That's
so
a weird thing in general.
Like the button layout on your controller, they don't fix that. They don't course correct.
That is like a huge training mode problem. There's a lot of weird stuff in training mode that like doesn't like they'll show you what you need to do for a combo, and they're lying sometimes about what you need to do for that combo. A lot of times, actually.
I don't know that example. I know that I have been confused with the button layout, and I was doing this one hit combo and it was taking me so long, and I was just like, wow, this character is really complicated.
If it's a one hit combo, then just press one button.
LOL.
Well,
I was just thinking, I was like, this character is really complicated. And then I realized that I was think like it want I saw X and thought of PlayStation X cross, but the X, but that's where the A button is. I don't know. It was just so weird. It was like an out of body experience. It was so.
I'm glad the DBZ Fighters gave you that.
Low moment. Yeah, a lot of really small things like that are really can be fixed easily, I think, and make this game way better. Like, what is it? If you just played a match online and you want a rematch, you get put into this menu that says rematch or return to lobby, and there you have 15 seconds. And if you press rematch and the other person doesn't press anything, it feels like you're in prison. Have either of you experienced that?
I know what you're talking about, but the people eventually rematch after they put me through like a 12 or 13 second wait, which feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
It happened to me in the beta, but not in the final game.
They put that down to 5 seconds.
10 seconds. But I am interested to see what Arxis does with this game, patch-wise, when they're bringing the characters. We have no understanding of what the dates are for any of this stuff. It does, and as we were saying before, it seems like there's other modes that haven't been announced. So I wonder, we know there's 8 characters coming, but are they going to be 8 characters that come after, like, they're all going to come at the same time in fall as a big update? Or are they going to be released 2 by 2, as you've said before, Galloway, in, like, different months and stuff, and they're going to be released in a row? It's so weird, because I feel like Arxis is such a wild card in this case. Like, they have not given any intent as to what they want to do with this, so will the like overwhelming response make them want to act quicker and then release characters in smaller bunches as the months go on? Or are they going to do like a big, like, no, when we said you're getting 8 characters, there's going to be a Revelator that includes those 8 characters, so we'll do a big patch to the game, and then people who bought the more expensive versions of the game will get all those characters, and the other people will just get the patch and then none of the extra characters.
I think this is going to be their first super modern, like, online game. I think that it will be piecemeal.
That's what I would hope.
I mean, that's what season passes are.
We don't. That doesn't necessarily mean that'll be true.
I think it's going to either be one character at a time or 2 at a time, and I think they're just going to add modes. Modes are weird, though.
What modes are they missing?
I think they, for Dragon Ball fans, they will probably add a solo mode. I could see that happening.
Where's the treasure battle?
I think you know what I want to see them use the Kami House for, which is like a place that Goku trains at. I want to see them use the Kami House for ultra hard mission mode, where they actually teach you combos and technical stuff. Like, the game is out now. People are experiencing it. People are learning combos. The current version of the mission mode is teaching you very basic things about the characters, but it is like trying to nudge you in directions of, like, these are things that combo, these are the ways that this character could combo. So you having that knowledge, like, try and fluff up what we gave you, or take those as hints to what you can use as a full combo. I would like to see the Kami House be a Guilty Gear style, like, we're gonna, like, hit you we'll hit you with the thing that Galloway is talking about. We'll do a full block string, you're gonna block it, and then they're gonna do an overhead, and you're gonna respond to the overhead correctly, and stuff like that. Like, the enemy is super dashing at you, anti-air them like 5 times in a row. The enemy keeps super dashing at you, just like get your timing down on super dashes. So I would be interested to see that as be like a higher level version of the training. That is not about just system mechanics. It's more about, like, here's some actual difficult combos.
Yeah. I mean, that would be great. I think even though it's like, what, this game has been out for less than a week, I think the time has passed on that type of mode. I think those modes need to happen day one. Especially since, like, we know how to deal with super dashes now. You know how many people are have quit or are probably considering quitting because of Super Dash.
They yeah. probably don't even think about why they're losing if they're considering quitting.
I don't know. I think that I would rather I have a better opinion towards these people because I want this to be, in a lot of ways, DBZ Fighters was set up to be this game that unified the fighting game community because it got people from who were semi-interested in fighting games. It got Dragon Ball fans that play all these weird-ass fake Dragon Ball fighting games. It got real fighting game fans that have been missing out on the fact that Marvel is trash, that other fighting games are in a weird spot, that a lot of people don't like Street Fighter V, and that Capcom in general is weird. So it was this, you know, huge unifying game for the fighting game community. I would love to see it have modes like that that tell you, that tell the people who haven't been thinking, here's how to think. Because I don't think that it's anything wrong. I don't think it makes them stupider or wrong that they can't figure out a way to beat the Super Dash. Like, they just don't have the mechanics or understanding to beat it. If there was a way in the game for to tell them, like, hey, the Crouch Heavy has literal invulnerability to any air move. So anytime that someone is, like, jumping down, trying to attack you, super dashing you or something, anything that is airborne is beaten by Crouching Heavy. So here is a practice mode that we're just going to literally hit you with all these air attacks and you're going to Crouching Heavy them, would give them, at the very least, when they're losing, instead of getting frustrated and saying, like, I want to quit because this game is just unfair or people are too good at it, at the very least, they would have a little thing in their mind, like a understanding of why they're losing. And then they'd say, well, I just, the game told me I have to do this. Maybe I really do have to, like, practice and work on this kind of thing. And maybe just by knowing that there's something that they have to practice on, rather than just thinking people are too good already, I have to quit, would keep them around and maybe make them a better, you know, important part of the community. Like, I don't want to turn away these people that we're shitting all over these people online, but I don't want to turn them away. I don't want them to never play this fighting game again. Like, I'd rather they just learn
I'm saying that, like, the people that I feel like the people that, like, that mode is to the thing that you're talking about would have to be in the mode, be in the game right now to keep the people who are losing playing. And that, like, by the time they roll, if they decided to work on that mode and roll it out, by the time they roll it out, all of the people that it would have helped would have already moved on.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what I think.
I hope those people get hungry, because this is a really fun game. Like, if I could, like, put a note on it, I have a lot of different questions about the game and the game's future, and all of that kind of dissolves when I'm playing characters. There's so many characters I want to play in this game. Probably my absolute biggest complaint, which I know is like a joke complaint, is that I can only play three characters. And being a small roster, whenever I'm playing three characters, that means that there's characters that I'm like really fascinated with that I'm not playing at the time. And I just want people to have that same excitement. I hope that people who are losing get hungry instead of just getting frustrated.
Wow. I hope. I mean, there's so much for them to do also. Story mode is 12 hours. They're probably going to add more single player content too, right?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I think it's cool that for these people who are, you know, like losing and hungry, like the combos aren't that bad. This isn't going to be a game about like learning the most ridiculously technical combos. You can literally win games with like light, light, light into combo into like light, light, light and stuff like that. Like, you don't need to have your timing down. You can mash out a lot of shit in this game.
I really haven't been able to tell when my opponents are doing auto combos.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That's almost a good thing because, as I said before, like, auto combos do combos that you cannot do otherwise. So good opponents and high level play, like in months when people are just really good at this game, you're still gonna see the highest level pros mash light button to do an auto combo that would otherwise not be there. It's just that it's not as much about like the thinking or the timing, but or it's not as much about the timing. It's more about the thinking of like, why are you doing that auto combo as opposed to something else? Like, is there a reason why you're doing it? Are you looking for the third hit on the auto combo to do that cell command grab or something? Or do you want to get bigger damage in another way? It's interesting that auto combos are not a... Because auto combos have always been this thing that they're purposely inefficient. So even when they give them to new players, like something like they exist in Marvel, but they're a trap almost. Like, they're teaching new players just to do this to have an answer, but if the new players don't learn, then they're never going to keep up anyway. But in DBZ Fighters, the auto combos are like their own mechanic, and I think that's kind of interesting that like they'll never leave. New, like, I have all this time put into the game and all this practice, and I still do auto combos because I want Goku Blue's overhead attack.
I don't think that's saying light is the auto. That's not the case. The auto combo is the follow up. Like, light is just like a three hit string.
I mean, it's technically on a hot.
Am I wrong?
I mean, because then there's an auto combo that comes in the air that will automatically. Well, that's the other thing, too, is that the auto combo in the air, the light auto combo in the air, does like light, medium, heavy, but it auto corrects for the game for where your positioning is. So I've heard pros talk about how you want to do, like, in the air, instead of doing light, medium jump, you want to do light, because the second medium, the medium will auto-correct.
It's going to be, yeah.
Yeah, will auto-correct for the area. Then you can cancel the auto-combo, so you can do light, but instead it'll do light, medium, and it'll correct for the distance, and then after that you can jump and then do, like, medium up heavy or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like... people that are using auto combos, if you explain to them, like, oh, the way I use an auto combo is I stop it at this point in time for a mix up, and that would actually be so I feel like that actually is taking something that's super simple, and that's like, I think that's actually one of the most advanced like concepts in the game is
doing an auto combo and canceling
auto combos as a block string. And I feel like, I don't know, definitely not something that beginners will be taking advantage of. Although I will probably be getting hit by the Goku Blue, light auto combo a lot.
There's a couple of crazy auto combos. Like, doesn't Vegeta's Blue Vegeta have a pretty insane auto combo? And then Cell has the grab. I think Android 16 also has a grab on auto combo.
Beerus has the cross up.
Yeah, that's a pretty insane one. Beerus is bonkers, dude. I've been excited watching this game. I don't know. Did you watch the NLBC of Sonic Fox playing his team of like it's like 18 Beerus and Kid Buu?
Maybe.
Of course it is.
That dogger has, I mean, I love when I see Sonic Fox playing a game, because if anyone is like not only a technical skill wizard and knows how to win games, but he's also like a lab monster. So he was labbing all day yesterday and playing matches. He won NLBC, pretty handily. And then I was watching him, he was streaming the other day, and he was labbing with, like, 16 and doing Touch of Death combos. So he is already at a point where I think he's the one step ahead of the meta right now where all of his combos end in a setup. So he actually is, like, the only person who I see who currently has, like, good set play going on. For example, I was watching him do this Beerus stuff where... he probably has the highest damage Beerus combos that I've ever seen. And he finishes the Beerus combos with a hard knockdown into, like, low jump into the light version of that sphere kick. And it puts a sphere behind the enemy while they're waking up. So then he can combo into... if the enemy, like, jumps, they get hit with the sphere. If the enemy attacks, they get hit with the sphere. So they have to block. And then they also have to block that sphere. So it, like, locks them down in an interesting way. There's a lot of stuff with that character, with Beerus, that Sonic Fox is already doing interesting, getting interesting results with. Did you know that when Beerus is holding down and he presses S, he sneezes out those destruction balls?
Yeah. Every character has a down S, don't they, in some form?
No.
Or is that like one of those weird arcane things about this game that they just don't tell you?
No, every character doesn't have a down S, but a lot of characters do have down S's, but they just don't bother to explain that.
And then Frieza has like a down move where he teleports.
Yeah, down S. Is down S or is it down H?
Down H, probably.
That's but the still, kind of stuff like, that is like not well explained at all.
Also, like the way everything is a quarter circle actually like confuses me sometimes. Like it
James is talking about this. I do agree with this.
Because like there are like maybe not logical, but there's just like a visual like there in fighting games there is like a language where it's like, oh, if it's like an uppercut that flies upward off the ground, it's going to be forward, down, forward.
It's a Shoryuken motion.
Yeah, and it's so strange that it doesn't work like that. It's so strange when any character has a forward move. Like, I think it's Vegeta. Like, his forward moving kick
is back.
It's like really...
his forward moving kick is forward.
It's forward, and it should be back, because that's like the Tatsu. That's like his Tatsu move. And it's just really...
But also, yeah, his up kicks, his Shoryuken is not DP, it's backwards quarter circle attack. And the forward moving things, yeah, like they're... Like sometimes, like the multi-kick things, or things that move you a lot forward in fighting games usually are quarter circle back. Like Chun-Li, you know, Chun-Li kicks or something in 5.
It's just a really, it's like hard to get used to a little bit. Also,
it was for the first day, but I feel like I'm really getting there now.
I mean, it's just weird because Shuriken's really aren't hard either.
We say that, but I don't think that's true, Galloway.
There are still people on the Dragon Ball Reddit who don't know how to do quarter circles. Or can't do air dashes consistently.
I was just reading a subreddit thing that said that someone was trying to show his friend games, and the second they learned they have to do a dragon punch motion, they cannot like pull off the dragon punch motion, that they're like, okay, this requires timing. Like, just because we've been grandfathered into the use of sticks, I don't know if that necessarily means that like everyone knows how to DP all the time. Like, I think that is actually, weirdly enough, as easy as it is, it is something that is like, it's like riding a bicycle, right? Like, it seems so easy once you know how to do it that you'd be like, oh, it's riding a bicycle. It's something that's so easy you never forget. But you don't forget all that time. You forget all that time you put into learning it. So I never, like, I don't ever think about the time that I put into, like, learning how to DP, because it's just gone. And now I always know how to DP. But people... actually turns people off. I think it's fine that everything is a quarter circle forward or a quarter circle back. I was getting really confused with that in the beginning, but the more I play, like, obviously that's gone out the window, and I like know what I'm going for now a little bit better. And I think it's fine. If it makes the game a little bit easier for people to get into, and it doesn't necessarily make, because the difference is, like, a character like Ed, right? Like, Ed from Street Fighter V uses auto, like, he uses, like, easy inputs. And the easy inputs are so easy that sometimes you're getting the wrong things that you didn't want. So I don't think that, like, quarter circle forwards and then the different attacks aren't being confused by the system. So it doesn't necessarily hurt the better players that just know, that finally learn, like, yeah, it's weird, but this is how you get that move. And then for the new players, it's easier, right? Like, it's not too easy that it's going to eventually be a frustration with you, because it's like weird playing Ed because you get wrong attacks. Does that make sense, what I just said? No?
Yeah. I mean, like, but in terms of Dragon Ball, I mean, like, it's definitely, I forget how Ed works, but if you just replaced Street Fighter with Dragon Ball's easier everything, then I totally understand. I don't know if the game actually is easy. I can't tell. The thing that is really screwed up about, like, easy games is that whenever a game is super, whenever a game is accessible, it usually just means that offense is really good and defense is really bad. And like, that happened with Street Fighter V, like a super accessible game, and everyone complains that it's all about pressure. And it then, like, good players are even better at pressure because pressure is easy, and bad players can't get out of it. And with this game, it's like, it's easy for a bad player to super dash. It's also easy for a good player to super dash. It's hard to do down H, you know? Like, that's hard in terms of, like, I feel like that's, like, way harder than so many other... That's way harder than doing a DP, you know?
I don't know, because I think about it... I thought about this in terms of Street Fighter, and it reminds me of, like, anti-airing with, like, crouch heavy or something in Street Fighter, that, like, a guy will crouch heavy or something like that, where... It's the obvious anti-air move, and it should beat everything, but you have to time it right. You have to be, you know, cognizant that the jump is coming and react to it.
So, you have to set yourself up so you're on the ground and not getting blown up by an assist.
I don't necessarily fully disagree with you, but in the times that you do get a hit, you're almost more rewarded for when they get a hit. Like, when you get a hit, you get the air combo into hard knockdown, and when they get a hit, they get like the stray air combo, but they can't like necessarily hard knockdown from it without using meter and stuff like that.
I mean, they do get in for free if they don't hit you,
but they get, so it's one of those, it's like a Tekken, you talked about it in terms of a Tekken hop kick, like it's easy to do and it gets a lot of reward when you do it, so people mash it. But if you block it and you know how to punish, then you can get to a point really quickly where the enemy is just shut down. Like if all they want to do is super dash you, and you know the timing on auto comboing, and keep in mind we're on day two, so like it doesn't surprise me that we haven't like totally nailed down the muscle memory for like their super dashing, and here's the exact time that I want to crouch heavy. Like once that happens, then every time they do that, you're going to start to get better at like, I know that this person just does this, so this is a neutral reset. They're going to super dash. I'm standing there.
I'm saying that we are fine with that.
Okay.
But like in terms of like people playing this game for the first time.
Okay.
Like,
I see what you're saying now.
Anti-airing a thing that's mapped to like, I don't know, it's like probably like R1, R2. For most people who are playing their first fighting game, like it's just they get to go in all the time, and then there's this other person that's learning or trying to learn, and it's like that, like shooting at you and having to press that button and then react to the, and like the confirm is kind of easy, especially if you're mashing down H, but like I think that's a little, like there are a lot of oversights when it comes to accessible gameplay.
Can I hit you guys with something? This has been something I've been mulling around, and I think that there are very insane implications of it. What if Super Dash costed a meter, like Vanish? Is that too much of a nerf? Would that slow the game out down so much to the point where you were afraid to Super Dash, which made Ki Blast's way stronger, which makes like the projectile game too insane because you can fill up the game with projectiles, and Super Dash is supposed to be the answer. But if Super Dashing can be punished and it costs a meter, is it too bad? Or is it going to be would Super Dashing cost a meter be the kind of thing to like balance out this game perfectly to make it so that you had to consciously think about weighing that meter as here's, I'm going to get in, I'm going to stop their defense, and I'm going to create my own offense with this meter in the same way that you do with like basically Vanish as like a anti-pressure tool.
I don't think it's so bad that it should cost a meter. I think that down H's should be more consistent against it, or Super Dash should like be stuffed by Super Dash should be able to be stuffed by everything.
Yeah, Super Dash should lose to all normals.
You know what? I don't even think it should. Yeah, I'm going to go back on that. I think the main thing that I think now that I want is not even Super Dash crossing meter. it Super Dash should have like almost no follow up if it's blocked. If Super Dash is blocked, the only and the opponent blocks it and then presses any normal basically should hit, and the opponent should just have to block because they should be at a disadvantage. Like Super Dash should be like very negative, right?
Yeah. It should at least, yeah, it shouldn't be punished. Like, I'm fine with it not being punishable, but it is weird that a blocked Super Dash like basically puts both people at zero, but it causes this other strange guessing, like it either causes a guessing game or it turns it into a very awkward, like, okay, I just blocked your Super Dash and now I'm waiting to see what stupid thing that you do.
Yeah.
And like, it might not be punishable. Or it's like, I just blocked your Super Dash and now you're either going to press buttons while in the air so a down H will get you, or you're going to do something else. And like, it's just really, it sometimes can be really sloppy. The thing that I kind of want to see, but yeah, like, Super Dash should be a thing that you use to like, I just called my assist and now I'm super dashing and now I'm in. And yeah, like, that's how you use it. It would be cool if it tracks only at the beginning of the dash animation. Like, I've seen some crazy looping like super dash tracking.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. I think that it would actually be even cool if it was manual, like you pressed it and then you moved to it. If it cost a bar, it would make combos really weird, because like, it probably shouldn't cost a bar if it's like after a launch, but then it makes it really complicated, like what costs a bar and what doesn't. Yeah. The thing I want is that I feel like Sparking Blast has so much going for it. I would like to see the offensive advantages of Sparking Blast kind of toned down a little bit, and I would love if it just bursted, if you could use it as a burst.
Yeah.
But, like, this is the company that does bursts. Like, that thing is there, and it's, like, screaming to be used as a burst. Like, that would be so...
Yeah, you're right. It would be kind of nice if Sparking Blast... It would be a good eventual balance to, like, the future of this game that I know is going to happen eventually if Sparking Blast were worse but also a burst, because I think we will see more Touch of Death combos. So the idea of, like, I'm going to spend my one burst this game getting out of this Touch of Death combo, resetting to neutral and getting my health back as a defensive thing, rather than, like, it's my third character, Sparking Blast, now I can get in for free, and I can just super dash all day because my super dash has different properties.
Yeah, it can't even be used as like a block stun burst reset thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm pretty sure you can't be in block stun to use it. I don't know. It's a really weird extra idea. It would be so nice to have one more defensive option, especially with like stray hits doing so. Like, it very often feels when you're like, there's so many good opportunities where I feel like it's fair for one of the players to be able to get out of a combo.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put Monster Hunter discussion 90 minutes into this podcast. It's one of the best games of the year. Probably deserves its own podcast.
Oh.
Let's, why don't we just end it then?
Are you sure?
I mean, let's just have like a Dragon Ball centric episode, right?
Okay. If that's what you want, James, I'll go with you. Because I do think that Monster Hunter is an insane game. Shipped five million, by the way.
Play some of it and then we can talk about it.
Yeah.
These are like the two biggest games of
the month,
the quarter. What else is coming out?
That's a good question. I don't. The only other thing that I'm excited for this year so far is like re-releases, and games coming out of early access. So other things that I'm excited for are Final Fantasy XII on PC, Final Fantasy XV on PC, Dead Cells full release. It's kind of a funny year so far.
Well, right now.
I also think that some games are going to get announced and then released. I think that there might be an Elder Scrolls game announced at E3 and then released this year.
Okay, take us home, James's.
This has been WTDG Podcast. You can find us online at WTDGpodcast.com, on Twitter at WTDG Podcast, and on iTunes at What's the Deal with Games, where you can rate, comment, and subscribe to the show.
I almost feel like Galloway should do this part, but thank you, Ryan Galloway and Crying, for the use of your music. We use the intro and outro Revive off the new album Beyond Fleeting Gales. You can find them at the Run for Cover Bandcamp. It's weird. It's funny having you on the podcast and then doing our regular thank you, Ryan Galloway and Crying.
Yeah, you should change the music whenever I'm on it.
Oh, well, then you should come up with your own music for the podcast, and you should do unique podcast music, and then I'll put it on for when you're on the podcast, and then you can thank yourself. How about that?
It's like like this is a special podcast featuring me.
Like an unpaid internship.
Hey, listen, nobody's getting paid for this shit.
Okay, have fun. Thank you.
Okay, and we just don't, Mason, tell me the outro.
We just don't have it yet.